And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 11th of August, 2011. It's the birthday of the fiction writer André Debussy II, born in Lake Charles, Louisiana, 1936. Came from a Cajun Irish Catholic family. Went to college, studied English, journalism, joined the military, served for 6 years, became a captain, married, had 4 children, and then pursued his real passion, which was writing fiction. He went to the Iowa Writers' Workshop. He was very happy there in Iowa City with his family. Published his first novel, The Lieutenant. Got a job teaching in New England. He was a popular professor, and his books of fiction were well received. But as his career took off, his family fell apart. And that's the story that his son, the novelist André Debussy III, told in a recent memoir, Townie, came out this year, how his father, André II, left his wife and 4 children for a beautiful young student, never looked back. Meanwhile, his ex-wife and the 4 children were living a life of poverty in mill towns of Massachusetts. The elder André would show up once a week to take his kids out to eat, but seemed oblivious to how hard their lives were compared to his own. And then late on a summer night in 1986, the father, André II, stopped to help a couple of young people who had gotten into an accident on the road. He had just gotten out of his car when another vehicle swerved off the road and hit him. One of his legs was amputated. The other never recovered, so he was confined to a wheelchair. His wife left him within a year. He lived alone in a house out in the country on a steep hill. And his sons, including André III, came to rescue him. André III had a best-selling novel, House of Sand and Fog, in 1999, and soon after that his father died of a heart attack. André Debussy II, who wrote, "The writer who endures and keeps working will finally know that writing the book was something hard and glorious, for at the desk a writer must try to be free of prejudice, meanness of spirit, pettiness and hatred, strive to be a better human being than the writer normally is, and to do this through concentration on a single word and then another and another. This is splendid work, as worthy and demanding as any, and the will and resilience to do it are good for the writer's soul. If the work is not published or is published for little money and less public attention, it remains a spiritual, mental, and physical achievement. And if in public it is the widow's mite, it is also, like the widow, more blessed." Here's a poem by Louise Bogan, "The Dragonfly." You are made of almost nothing, but of enough to be great eyes and diaphanous double veins, to be ceaseless movement, unending hunger, grappling love, link between water and air. Earth repels you, light touches you only to shift into iridescence upon your body and wings. Twice born predator, you split into the heat, swift beyond calculation or capture. You dart into the shadow which consumes you. You rocket into the day. But at last, when the wind flattens the grasses, for you the design and purpose stop, and you fall with the other husks of summer. The Dragonfly by Louise Bogan, from The Blue Estuaries, published by Ferris Strauss and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly Editor's Podcast at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.